More than 2,000 people were on the lawn outside Davidson's main classroom building as Kaine recapped Sunday's presidential debate. He said a sharp contrast was visible between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on issues like taxes, civil rights, immigration, and climate change.
197 nations in Paris signed a climate accord saying we all should do something about this. Donald Trump says climate change doesn't exist, that it's a hoax created by the Chinese.
Kaine said he and Clinton believe in the science that says humans are responsible for climate change, and the country needs a leader willing to address it. The Virginia governor hit a few applause lines, like when he talked about voter ID and other voting law changes backed by Republicans. Courts have struck down voter ID laws in North Carolina and other states, but Kaine noted that similar laws still stand, and he pledged to keep fighting.
These equality and civil rights issues are deadly, deadly serious, and if you care about them, then you've got a Clinton-Kaine ticket that's right there with you. We're going to keep advancing on voting and participation.
Kaine said North Carolina is one of a half dozen states that could swing the presidential race, and he urged people to vote. Polls are leaning in Clinton's favor this week, but Kaine recalled his advice to Clinton when she was thinking about running.
Just remember you're the underdog until they call you the winner, because you're trying to do something that nobody has ever done. You're trying to be the first woman president of the United States. If it had been easy, there would have been a woman president of the United States.
History and a Clinton victory were on the mind of Jessica Miller of Huntersville. It was her first political rally, though she says she's been rooting for Hillary since she was a child.
Just to watch her career as I've grown up and as she's grown politically, and then for her to be the leader of the free world is an absolute dream come true.
With early voting beginning in a week, the rallies aren't letting up. Trump will be in Charlotte on Friday. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Davidson.